This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Yesterday we began discussing the opening parsha in this week's parsha, and that is Shoftim v'Shochtim, and we mentioned that there is an issur that the Torah focuses on of Lesikach Shochad, that it's also for a judge to take any sort of bribery. We pointed out from the Vilna Gaon that the Torah refers to the Chachamim in this context, in this week's parasha, as Chachamim. The Shoftim are referred to as Chachamim, and the Shochad, the bribery, is blinds the Chachamim. Whereas in Parshas Mishpatim, we are told that the bribery blinds the Pikchim, and the difference between Chachamim and Pikchim is that Dayanim of Klal Yisrael, of Bezdin, have to be both Chachamim in the area of Talmud Torah, in the area of the halacha, in the area of dinim, but they also have to be pikchim in yanei ha'olam, in how the world works, in order to be functioning as good, proper dayanim. And the sheikha, the bribery, could skew their vision both in the area of Torah, in the area of chachma, and in the area of pikchus. So this pasuk that the Torah tells us in this week's parasha, ki ha'shochad ye'aver, the reason why it's aser to take any sort of bribery is because ye'aver, it will blind the einei chachamim, the eyes of those judging. The Shaul Meshiv has an interesting question. Shaul Meshiv says, in this very parsha, we are told about another iser, a little bit later, when referring to the melech, when Klal Yisrael will appoint upon themselves a melech, the Torah will tell us that they're not allowed to have too much of a army, not too many horses, not too many wives. And the Chazal say in the Gemara Maseches Sanhedrin as follows, Amar bipnei ma loy nizgalu tamei Torah. Why are the reasons behind the mitzvahs? Why doesn't the Torah tell us the reasons behind the mitzvahs? Says the Gemara, Shrei beiz mikros nizgalu taimim, because there are two psokim in the Torah which do reveal the reasons. V'nichsha behem gadol oilam, and Shlomo HaMelech, no one less than Shlomo HaMelech, hachachem mikol Adam, thought that those reasons don't apply to him, and therefore he wasn't careful about these usurim. Ksiv lo yar b'lo noshim v'lo yosir levavoy. Amr shloima ni arbe v'lo osir. And we know what happens. He ends up being nichshol. So the Torah says, you see what happens when I tell you the reasons? You think that you're smarter. You think that the reason doesn't apply to you. And therefore, it just leads to nichsholim. It leads to people violating it. It's like a parent telling a child. Parent tells a child, no. The child wants to know why. So once you engage the child, you tell him why. So then the child starts arguing. Well, that's not really a good reason because X, Y, and Z. I'll make sure. I'll be careful. Let me cross the street. I'll look both ways. If you just say no, no is no. There's nothing, no argument to be had. The Rebbeinu Shlom says, I tell you why. Then you start making cheshbonos. You rationalize. It doesn't apply to me. It does apply to me. Says the Shaul Meshiv as follows. Hikshu amefarshim. One could ask God, obvious kasha. Madua eifel gilsa atayra tam isla kicha shaycha. V'lo chashish shashem yichshul b'kach. If this is the principle, that we don't tell you the reasons behind the mitzvahs, isn't the pasuk in this week's parasha, doesn't that seem to violate this? The Torah says, v'lo yisikach shaycha. The Torah should just stop there. Don't take bribery. I have to tell you why it shouldn't take bribery. Ki hashoyche ye'aver einei chachamim. Because the bribery is going to blind the judges. Why are you telling us why? You know what happens when you tell us why. A chacham will start thinking, a dayan will start thinking, this case, I will not be affected by the sheikhat. I could take sheikhat and it won't affect me. It won't skew my judgment at all. If the Torah would have just left it, le'sikach sheikhat, so then it doesn't leave any room for rationalizing. Why over here does the Torah go, yaitse chutz mi gidra? The Torah goes against its rules and it says the reason. So perhaps we could answer based on a well-known, but fascinating and very fundamental comment of the Chazon Ish. This comment of the Chazon Ish doesn't come in his magnum opus. Most of the Chazon Ish come in the Sefer, the Chazon Ish, that we have on Shulchan Aruch, Chayil Arachayim, Yerdeya, Chayishim Mishpat, and Halacha. But this comment of the Chazon Ish, a very important comment, finds itself in a very important work that he wrote, Emunah B'Tochan. It's really one of the foundation pieces of a Ben Torah Bizman Hazeh, to understand what is Emunah, how to achieve Emunah. What is B'Tochan? What is the difference between Emunah and B'Tochan? How to achieve Emunah and how to achieve B'Tochan? The Chazon Ish wrote almost like a Shulchan Aruch on Emunah B'Tochan, a very, very fundamental work. So in that work, the Chazon Ish says that we often make a mistake. Now, this mistake seems to be the way that some Rishonim understand, so let's not call it a mistake, but many Rishonim seem to understand like this, and this is probably what most of us would assume. Why is it usher to take Sheikhar, as the Torah says? Ki ha-sheikhar ya'avir einei chachamim, because Sheikhar is blinding. We don't have to look too far in the news to realize that bribery goes a far way, right? It is quite blinding. So it's obvious you can't give a bribe to a judge because it is blinding. Says the Chazon Ish, not the case. That's not the sequence. It's not that you're not allowed to take a bribe or give a bribe because bribery is blinding. The Torah said it's usher to take or give briberies. That's the Gzeiros HaKosef. That's what the Torah said. And because the Torah said it's usher, therefore the Rabbanu Shel Olam put it in our teva, in our nature, that it's blinding. It didn't have to be that way. We assume, just because that's the teva Adam, that if a person gives me a bribe, so then I don't see things straight. I don't see the full picture. Says the Chazon Ish, really it's all the way around. The Isser came first. It's usher for us to take a bribe. And because it's usher, says the Chazon Ish, that's why it blinds us. Fascinating comment to the Chazon Ish. Let's take a look. Azharas ha-Torah al ha-Sheichad eina begeder mishpah. Don't think that bribery is like every bribery we have in the rest of the world, that we assume that our chachamim, our dayanim, they can't see straight because once money's involved, so then they can't see straight. No, it's not the case. It says many times throughout Shas, you see people paskening on their own cows, whether it's a treifa or not. How could I pasken on my own cow whether it's a treifa? If I pasken it's a treifa, I lose hundreds of dollars. If I pasken it's kosher, I don't lose hundreds of dollars. Sheikhar. No. We don't assume that chachamim, tzadikim, chachamim, nevoinim, but the dayanim of our bati dinim, are going to be, by definition, going their picture, their vision is going to be blinded because they take a shaykh. That doesn't have to be that way. A person is able to see straight, a person on a certain level is able to see straight even if he has a shaykh. So why, in fact, does the Torah say, ye'aver eini chachamim? Because once it's usr, the Torah says, I'm putting certain teva in the bria. I'm putting a certain mitzias, a certain reality in the world that a person who takes a bribe will be blinded. And I'm telling you that becomes the teva because of the iser. It's not that because it blinds you, therefore it's usr. Because it's usr, therefore it blinds you, says the Chazon Ish. Let's take a look. Why did the Torah say it's usr for a chacham to pasken his own shailos? Especially when there's a loss of money at stake, right? Should say, it's also the paskin's own shailos, right? We come out, according to most Rishonim, a chacham's allowed to paskin even whether his wife's neither or not a neither. Why? Maybe he's negeya bedover. Maybe he has negiyas. Of course we don't say such a thing. A person is able to see straight. Gam b'mishpa shavein ishlariyeyu. Loi pasra taira ela kabbalah sheikha bizman ha-mishpa. It's not that anyone paskining a shaila is usr if he has negiyas. No, we assume people could rise above that. Avol yachahu lishpat es ahuva v'esnoina. And you're even allowed to be a dayan and someone you have a relationship with me'ikar hadin, assuming you fit the certain criteria. Hagam shekiyamta ba'adam nitiya tivas ha-tavas avot. But we assume that the Chacham are able to overcome that. Since the Rebbeinu Shem looked in the Torah, istak laba raisa ubara alma. Very often, Reb Chaim Brisker also made this comment. Very often, we have our vision is backwards. We live in this world, and we assume the Torah was given to us because we live in this world. So therefore, the Torah was given to us as a roadmap to how to navigate this world. So we know that we have this instinct that if a person gave us a gift, we have a certain feeling towards him. And therefore, we assume, that's why the Torah said, it's us to take bribery. Says the Chazon Ish, no, it's all the way around. Istakla baraisa bara alma. Really, the principles of the Torah came first, and he created the world, he fashioned the world in a way to demonstrate those principles. Reb Chaim used to say, we think that there's a mitzvah of kibud av v'aim because we have parents, and that's what's right. It's hakaras hatov. So the Torah tells us, be mechaber av v'ima. No, says Reb Chaim, there's a principle of kibud av v'aim that's a true principle. It's in the world. It's in the reality. It's emes. It's part of the Rebbeinu Shlom's chachma. The Rebbeinu Shlom created the world in a way that we have this notion called parents so that we could understand the concept of kibud av v'aim. Istakla baraisa ubara alma. They didn't create the world and then the Torah matched the world. The Torah was there, the Torah's reality was there, and the world was created to match the Torah. Says the Chazon Ish, the same thing over here. You want to know why we have those feelings of affinity, the feelings of Shoichar, when a person's bribed, he's not able to detach those feelings from his Psak Halacha, because it's Aser. Since the Torah Asered it, Torah says, Shoichar is Aser, Loisikach Shoichar, the Torah says, because it's Aser, HaShoichar Ye'aver Einei Chachamim, HaShoichar Ye'aver Einei Pichim. Since I asked it, says the Rabbanu Shalom, that's why it is Aved. That is why it blinds. Now we have an answer to the Shalom Eishev's Kasha, beautiful terrace of the Shalom Eishev's Kasha. Shalom Eishev asks, why is it that the Torah gives the reason over here? The Torah never gives the reason. We have two cases, Chazal say, where the Torah gives the reason, and it didn't work out well for humanity. We ended up violating the Isser because we thought we could overcome the reason. So why, when it comes to Dayan taking Shoichad, why over there the Torah says, you know why it's Asser? Ki aver enei chachamim. Really? Why are you telling me the reason? That all I need is one Dayan to think that he could overcome this. He could overcome the temptation. He'll take a few $100, a few $1,000, a few $100,000 for his yeshiva, but I won't let it affect my judgment at all. Because you gave the reason. Don't give the reason. Lo yisikach sheichad. You're not allowed to take sheichad. Because over here, according to the Chazon Ish, the Torah is not giving the reason why it's Aser. The Torah is saying, since it's Aser, that's why it will blind you. Because I put it into the Torah that it's Aser, the Iser is Goyrem, the fact that now it will blind you. Ki ha-shoyche ye'aver enei chachamim. Because I Asered it, now you have to be concerned that part of the Bria is matching that Iser in the Torah, lo yisikach sheichad. Part of the Bria is, I'm telling you now, you're not going to be able to see through it. No matter how great a person you are, no matter how detached you think you could be, no matter what you think, that you're able to override this emotional relationship with a person who gave you that gift you think doesn't apply to you, Bernsham says, I'm putting into the Teva now. To match this Isser comes a Ivaron, comes a certain blinding sense that you can't see past it, and therefore it's also. But here the Torah is not telling the reason. The Torah is saying the Isser is the reason for the fact that it blinds. Now this notion of the Chazon Ish has to be thought about. The Chazon Ish is telling us something which his rayas are fantastic. At the end of the day, we don't say it's usher for a person to paskin a shayla, even if his money is at stake. It's mutter, it's all over the Gemara. A person can paskin on his own animal. So it seems clear that we're not concerned about that temptation. So over here, the Chazon Ish is saying, why when it comes to a judge? Fakert, it goes the opposite way. Since it's Aser, the Rabbanu Shalom matching that Iser said, I'm putting a certain type of Bria, part of the Bria, part of the Teva, part of human nature will be that if you take a bribe in a place where it's Aser to take a bribe, in a place where it's Aser to do such a thing, therefore it will blind you. I'll give you an example of what theoretically you could think of a nafkamina. Ramah paskins as follows. Ramah says, it's a discussion in the Rishonim, Ramah paskins in Choshe Mishpat, Ramah paskins, that, let's say, the Dayan already paskin to Shaila. He paskin, the Tintura is over, the two parties went, everything is Shalom al Yisrael, they figured it out, it's finished. Now, the side that won wants to, so he wants to give a little bit of a gift, Mishal Chmanas. He never gave Mishal Chmanas before. This Purim, he's going to give him Mishal Chmanas. What do we call it? We call it Shoichar Me'ucher. It's still Shoichar, it's bribery. It just came after the case. Now one could argue, what's the problem with Shoichar Me'ucher? The Din Torah is already finished. It's over. It's Acher Maise. He's not changing his judgment. The judgment's over. So there are those that say, well, if he takes Shoichar Me'ucher, so then maybe next time he'll skew the, okay. Doesn't sound like it. It sounds like even if you're never going to meet this person in the world again, never, nothing's ever going to happen. This is your last Din Torah. You're retiring. You're hanging up your robe after this. It's over, right? This is my last Din Torah. I still can't take Shoichar Me'ucher. It's not going to skew my vision. It was after the Din Torah already paskin. Chazon Ish is telling us, no, that's not the reason for the Isser. It's not Aser because we're nervous you're going to paskin incorrectly. It be'etzem inherently is Aser. It's treif. It's puzzle gelt. It's bad. It's ma'os. It's disgusting for a dying to take money from one of the parties. And that's why it blinds you. It's not Aser because it blinds you. It blinds you because it is Aser.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.